From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. Missouri's incarceration rate is the eighth highest in the U.S. To combat this, Governor Eric Greitens signed an executive order to explore more about the criminal justice system. KBIA's Ana Perez has more.
Taxpayers pay $22,000 for one inmate in prison in the state of Missouri. This number and Missouri's high incarceration rate are the reasons Governor Greitens met with the Council of State's Government Justice Center and other representatives in September. The task force will look at probation, parole, and recidivism, why people who were in prison go back. MU Professor of Law Frank Bowman says this will be a challenge for the task force.
What you want is both fewer people in prison and a lower recidivism rate. You're going to have to invest at the front end to produce the lower recidivism rate.
The task force will also look at the rise in female prison populations within the state. Ana Perez, KBIA News.
Ameren, Missouri has announced plans to add enough solar and wind electricity to power over 200,000 homes. The St. Louis-based branch of Ameren Corporation said yesterday that adding at least 700 megawatts of wind power would cost about $1 billion and take until 2020. The new wind facilities would be located in Missouri and neighboring states. The company plans to add 100 megawatts of solar power over the next 10 years, but no cost estimates are yet available. Missouri Attorney General Josh Hawley is hiring outside help to investigate allegations of wrongdoing in connection with a civil lawsuit filed by the family of Anthony Lamar Smith, who was shot and killed after a police chase in St. Louis 6 years ago. Marshall Griffin reports.
In a written statement, Hawley says he'll hire an independent counsel to look into allegations that the city and members of former Attorney General Chris Koster's administration withheld evidence connected to the civil suit. An attorney for Smith's family says the evidence includes a cell phone video taken by a witness right after then-police officer Jason Stockley fatally shot Smith, and documents stating that only Stockley's DNA was found on a gun retrieved from Smith's car. In 2013, Smith's family agreed to settle a wrongful death lawsuit they had filed, but now want to resume the mediation process. Hawley says in a written statement that the allegations deserve a full, accurate, and transparent accounting. Earlier this month, a judge found Stockley not guilty of first-degree murder, prompting daily demonstrations and unrest in St. Louis. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
Columbia's local NAACP chapter is holding a community event today at 7 p.m. at Second Missionary Baptist Church to craft recommendations around topics including decreasing racial profiling. Columbia's NAACP president, Mary Ratliff, says she's encouraged by the Columbia Police Department's willingness to be involved in the event and says she wants to present the city with around 25 recommendations on topics regarding policing and economic disparity. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.